When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So I've got about a 5-minute walk back to my car after class today. And I thought this would be an opportunity to try to riff on a Thunder Punch Daily update, to do one that where I don't really have a plan. I've got like highlights from the day that I could possibly see if they knit together into some kind of reasonable shape. And I looked at today's prompt at artsoundoff.com, which was talk about an artist that you admire, which is always a great topic. Think of an artist that you have a lot of respect for and unpack why it is that you, what it is you admire about them or their work or both. But instead, I thought we would just walk back to my car together today. I did this one last year, and it was right after class. And I remember some people saying that they enjoyed all of the different sounds that surrounded me as I was talking. And I'm feeling an obligation to talk low, even though I'm recording this at what? It's 6:20 p.m. as I'm recording this. But because of the end of daylight savings time, it's really dark. It feels like it's 11 o'clock at night, even though there's a lot of people still moving about. You know, we're still in that wide zone of quitting time. And I'm already burning through like almost 2 minutes of stuff just with preamble. How about I front end the Art Sound Off stuff, artsoundoff.com, challenging ourselves to record an audio accompaniment to the work that we're doing every day for the month of November. And something neat happened today. It was neat on multiple levels. So something I don't think I mentioned it at all publicly. I worked on a comic earlier this year, a few months back, for the University of Michigan, where it was to go in the LSA alumni magazine. Cool. It's gonna be seen by a lot of people. Not that I'm necessarily thinking like U of M alumni are going to be like, oh, who's this, Jersey Drozd? I'm so glad I'm reading his work, you know. But it's neat to know that you're working on something that's going to be read by a lot of people. And it was in conjunction with an exhibition of Buddhist art that is that was on display at the Smithsonian, at the Sackler Gallery, at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. And it involved all these different departments at the University of Michigan. And so the comic is largely an article about how the exhibition came together, with all the different stakeholders kind of chiming in about it. And so it was by no means, while there were parts that were about the history of Buddhism, and particularly this one Buddhist who went on pilgrimage and in a span of 1 year covered this enormous amount of ground, and he was only like 19 years old. His name was Hyecho. The comic's called Hyecho's Journey. The exhibition was built around sort of like all the art you would have seen during his pilgrimage from all the different realms of all the different parts of the pilgrimage that he went on. So while I got to draw some parts of like his life, I was also drawing a lot of art from the exhibition, the different people who were involved in putting together the exhibition. So I did the work, I got paid, and then put it down to move on to the next project. That's what you do. Well, which street did I park on? As I'm walking to my car, I'm like, I don't remember exactly which street. I think I'm on Second. I'm gonna see if I'm parked on Second. Worst case scenario, I just have to go over one more street. Anyway, so I did the work and then, you know, kind of walked away from it to work on the next thing. It was a satisfying, interesting project about a topic that I'm actually super interested in. It was fun doing the research for it. And I kind of assumed that I'd be getting a copy of the magazine, but I didn't count on it. You know, it's like I figured in most cases when you do this kind of freelance work, you get a couple copies of the thing at the end. But I've also had situations where I draw things and then, you know, run into it years later and like, oh yeah, I did a gig for Glencoe McGraw-Hill years ago for their Backpack Reader series, three different books I did work in. Never saw them until a friend of mine found them at a discount bookstore and mailed them to me. And a similar experience happened today where a young student showed up to class, had that magazine because his parents worked for the University of Michigan. He opened up the magazine to that page and was like, "Jersey, is this you?" And I mean, clearly I'm credited on it, but he was so surprised to run into my work. Evidently his parents saw my name, knew that I was his teacher, gave him the magazine. So he brought it to class to show me, he wanted to get it autographed, which was sweet. So that's the multi layers of it. It's like, one, it's like, it was really cool to see the printed work and to see it in such a surprising way. You know, it wasn't mailed to me or anything. It was like a student came across it. But then that student was so, I don't know. It's sweet when they acknowledge that this character who can become a very prosaic figure in their life, I'm his art teacher, you know, and I'm certain that I'm making a positive impact in the kid's life, but I'm not getting, those signals don't come that often, and usually they don't come until later. So I've learned that much in my 10 years of teaching. But moments like that where he acknowledges that, like, I think what you do is super special and cool, and I want documentation that, you know, I was here when you made this thing. It was really rewarding. That was neat. You know, it was just a freelance gig. It was a fun and rewarding freelance gig, but, like, moments like that are, like, what really... Those are the moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, it is fun. It is really fun to be a cartoonist. And when these moments happen, at least I've learned, my attitude towards them is to hang on to that. Because that's what's going to keep me going in those cold nights where it feels like nobody's paying any attention to what I'm doing and it's not making any effect on anybody. It always is. It always is. But, you know, our brains... And the narratives our brains come up with sometimes can be very funny and distracting from what really matters is showing up and doing the work and keeping it interesting for ourselves. I think I'm to my car. Is that my car? All right, I'm over time anyway. But just so nobody worries, I know my car is somewhere within 100 yards of where I'm standing or where I'm walking. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Droz on Instagram. That's where I posted the picture of the comic that the kid brought in. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. There's my truck. Cool. See, I'm at my car. I'm safe. Everybody, I'm okay. Okay, and until next time, remember everybody.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.